Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Now, my co-host Barbara has some difficulty getting through, so if you'll give me 1 second, I'm going to go three-way her in. Give me 1 moment, please. Okay, you there, Barbara?
Yes.
All right, Barbara, this is my co-host, Barbara. I three-wayed in because of technical problems. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Now, our guest today is Michelle Litchfield, and sex expert Michelle Litchfield. Are you there, Michelle?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, Barbara?
Hello. I can now hear you. I am so sorry we're experiencing technical difficulties. I'm very excited about the show.
Me too. That's okay. Sometimes that happens when this energy is coming in, okay?
So I
just,
know.
It trinkles things, doesn't
it? How can they mess with our phone signals? I mean, I've heard this so much that happens, and I find it to be so crazy. Like, what force out there doesn't want us to talk about what we're about to talk about, right?
Yes.
Well, welcome. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here. I really have to tell you, I really am.
Well, good, and we're glad to have you. I missed Johnny's introduction, so I don't know exactly what you do call yourself. I know.
Well,
we were
called, yesterday,
yeah.
I said her. Sorry.
Go ahead, Johnny.
We're saying that she's a sex expert, and better if she puts it in her own words, probably, though.
Okay, good, because I was going to ask you to describe what that is, but I want to know, what is your title first? Let's start with that.
So, I'm a bougie-ass sex goddess.
Ooh, that sounds so fancy.
Which means I am fancy, and I am aware of myself, and I allow myself to be a conduit for spirit, to connect and teach other women about our bodies and stuff. And
what if they just think, oh, my goodness, I can't be free. I cannot feel totally free ever because, you know, I don't like my appearance, or I'm feeling uncomfortable about my weight, or things like that a lot of women have issues with. Is it much deeper than that? Is it not about the looks? I mean, can you just turn off the light? Would that help?
No, leave the light on.
I knew you would say that. That's part of it, a big part of it, isn't it?
And you have to be fucking with the lights off and under the covers, okay? I do speak straight talk, so, ma'am?
Barbara was talking. Hi.
Yes, I didn't hear you.
Johnny.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm right here.
Okay, my question is it's probably too broad, but how do we let go as women of insecurities to where we can feel completely ready to enjoy, basically, and just have the light on? A lot of people cannot get past that wall of insecurity.
Well, honestly, you just have to start where you're at, and it's just baby steps, and you have to find one, even if it's the slightest, tiniest thing about yourself, and you have to start loving it every day, and you just have to start meeting yourself on the mark, and just like working out, it takes practice to love yourself. And it doesn't feel first, and it feels awkward and sticky, and we in our humanness are awkward and sticky, and we do strange things, all of us do, and we're all ugly and awkward in our own way, and we thought that the roundness and sounds and squishiness of women are not acceptable, and that it's grotesque, and that's not true. And you just need to meet yourself where you're at and go to the mirror and find one thing and love it.
Okay, so is this a thing that we already like, or are we supposed to say, hey, this is a problem area, but I'm going to start loving it, or just start baby steps, like you said, but baby steps loving what we already pretty much like about ourselves?
Well, you already like that, so you don't need to worry about that. Maybe find something that you don't like. Maybe start taking care of yourself. Maybe start taking care of your feet.
Is there something that we could do with, and I'm just totally speaking in general, because I try to think of questions that I know friends or other women would have. I'm not just saying, okay, these are all my hang-ups, everybody. But, okay, say we are with our partner. Can we have a discussion with them first and maybe just lay it out on the table of things that bother us and how we're feeling vulnerable, to so then we can maybe hopefully get some reassurance from the partner? Are there tools like that
it's
we could use?
Your partner's job to reassure you. It's
oh, what
not
was
your
that?
Partner's job for you. It's not your partner's job to reassure you.
Okay. Okay.
You don't need your partner's reassurance. You have yourself.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well,
I like
ask,
that. I like that.
This.
And quit expecting
what if you have
you
a partner?
To,
what
do,
if you have
a
partner?
A
Sorry. Go on.
It puts a lot of pressure on them and expectations, and then when they don't do it, we're disappointed, and they're just people, and they don't, maybe they don't know what, and it's not their job. It's not their job to do that for you.
So I think that if you don't expect anything, then you can't be disappointed. Or what is that saying? Don't have any expectations, then you never can be disappointed. Or are we trying to just figure out how to please ourselves? But isn't the whole meaning to just both be pleased? And so I'm trying to figure out, okay, it's the emotional part. But what about, are there little tricks?
Something,
are there sexual tricks that you are going to teach us?
Yes. That's where the fun comes in. But let me just tell
good.
You, Ms. Barbara, there's something that happens when you lay your sword down and you just be, and you just you quit trying to make them do it for you when you're doing it for yourself. When you're just exceptional, exceptional men want you to just be yourself and your authenticity, you know, just be free in your quirky, nerdy, little fun self, whatever that is, okay? Just be
right.
in yourself, and then they will just flock to you, and they'll just flock to you, and you won't have to do things to make them compliment you. And so then
right.
it just
so then
easy.
It's authentic. It's just real.
Yes.
It's authentic. That's the
and
best way to
so
be.
Natural flow. And so then we're satisfied. And yes, there's always sexy fun stuff to do. So let's get to that.
Okay, good. Good. Okay, so before we get into that, because it's a big dive. It's like dive right in. Before we do that, and I'm excited to do that, tell us how you really came about and just started this and are now able to teach this. How did this all happen, and how long have you been doing it?
I've been doing this. I've been a facilitator of touch for about 9 months. But I've been a nurse, and I've been facilitating touch for 30 years this month. So I've been a hospice nurse and a critical care nurse, and I have done pediatrics and geriatric care. So touch, massage, you know, those things come into play very
right.
much.
Do you, are you practicing nursing anymore, or have you just fully gone into this work?
I'm fully into this right now.
Great.
So, I mean,
I bet that's like a new beginning and a freedom, freedom of
beginning.
Doing what you love.
Yes, it is. It's like I've gone rogue, a nurse gone rogue, because I'm still nursing people. I'm still caring for people. It's just in a more indigenous way. I do rage therapy, and I do sexual healing. And I do the sexual healing because it's the epitome of our humanness, where we come from. And it's because I'm a mother. I have 5 children. It's...
Wow,
it's
did you say
because,
5 children?
Yes.
You have it all. So you are a mom, you've got wonderful children, I'm sure, and then now you're doing this. So that must be a very empowering feeling to have such control. I know a lot of women don't have control in the bedroom. They feel like out of control, not like they're controlling their partner, but in control of themselves. Like their mind isn't being authentic because they're thinking of all of these insecurities, or their mind isn't right in the moment. So how do you get somebody to be able to let a lot of stuff go so their mind can be right in the moment of the love making sex adventure?
Well, we're going to work on the root and sacral chakra and moving that energy, because it's a lot of stuck energy. Women hold things in their womb, lifetimes, ancestral, thousands of years of, you know, trauma and things that have happened to us. And we've been told not to be sexual. We are sexual. We're slutty by nature. We can't help it. We just are. We're
good.
Supposed to be. That's how you
we make the world go round.
Yes.
Right? It's a
and
big
it's
part of our lives.
Thing. Yes, and it's
nothing
okay.
To be ashamed
it's beautiful.
You're going to have it. You might as well have a good. You know, if you're going to have
yes.
it, it's just life. You're going to have it. So why not make it great?
That's right. And I'm yes. And we
yes,
have to tell everybody, because we have a generation of kids that are walking around and people that are starving for touch. They're touch deprived, and they believe it is that you go about it this way, and there's so much more to us. There's both of us. We haven't even tapped into what the male can do sexually. When we free us, it's going to free everyone. The tyranny's over, so...
and let them be able to open up the doors so that he can do the thing he does best, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I do think that, you know, being that I'm going to comment on this, I do think that I found that the one part of the body that women often are subconscious about is their stomach. And so I always tell them, I wish you could rub your stomach, because if they can accept love to that part of the body, then they can accept love to any part. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's one of my therapies. It was, you won't believe, it was overwhelming. The people, the men that asked me to touch my stomach and to touch my feet.
Wow. Really?
They wanted
wow.
Because women won't let them. And I've had 5 children, and it was very uncomfortable at first. But they loved it so much. They loved
but what
it
you're
so
doing
much.
Is,
they were so
what you're doing
happy.
Is, yeah. And I think what it is women, and I'm only speaking for generally, that's such a part of the body that they're both subconscious about. So if the woman can get love at that part, then she can get love anywhere. You know,
yeah.
It's sort of like, it's like love, the one part of her body that she's most subconscious about. And I've actually heard, though, the only thing is women seem to associate the stomach rubbing to being pregnant. But I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, it's just as the source of subconscious, you know.
That's a good trick, Johnny. I think that's a good thing that you thought up. It's making it the elephant in the room, not an elephant in the room anymore, because you're bringing the attention to it in a sweet, nice way.
Yeah.
And, wow, it emotionally could do wonders for the woman.
Because she doesn't
hide
yes.
it.
It's
very,
like, oh,
very empowering to see them, and it's so restrictive and taboo. And then when they get to feel how it feels, because they're not allowed to. They are not allowed to. And also
not
inside your thighs.
What? Wait, I missed something. They're not allowed to what?
Women do not let them touch above their pubic bone, in between their little fat after they've had children or whatever. They, you know, women are, some
right.
women have
their little pouch.
And, yes, and the little fat between their thighs. Do you know
mm-hmm.
that that's like the gate to heaven? That's what they
yeah,
believe.
So
they
say that
they
too.
Love that soft.
Say stomach,
because they're not soft. They're not soft. And
they
so
like
we're opposite, and it feels really wonderful. And so we should allow them. And please allow yourself, because you're missing out. It feels so good. And your stomach hasn't been touched probably since you were, what, 7 years old?
I have no problem. I know a lot of people have major hang-ups about certain areas. But also, what about if they just say, hey, no, I don't want the stomach region to be looked at. I don't want to touch it in front of you. Can they wear, like, a corset?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah,
and you know what
that
is back? People with back mm-hmm. is thigh high. And they're reasonable
oh, yeah.
mamas. They're everywhere. They're at every dime store. Legs. The old-timey company has resurfaced and made thigh highs so everyone can afford them. Go get some.
Why is there such a thing with corsets? Why does everybody like corsets?
Hold on. Let her finish this, and
Sorry.
Then we'll get back to the corsets.
Sorry.
Okay. Because I can't hear two people.
This, like, old-timey underwear, like full-size underwear, even if they're sheer, they're very seductive. They are very, very
oh, yeah.
seductive. And so that gives you contour and holds your stomach and stuff. And then
right.
if you know, if you could get over your breast and kind of hold them with your hand, and, you know, if you have a thing with your stomach, so you could have some pretty underwear and let your
yes,
hair
those
be
are
in
really
your eyes.
In. Those are in. Those are so in the, well, some people call them granny panties. They're like 50s style. They're really cute.
Yeah.
And then there's all
yes.
sorts of things. I mean, you could get a whole body stocking, people, that is crotchless. And
it
every part
so
of you good. Is covered. It's, yeah, long sleeved. I mean,
it's
you can
texture,
do that until
okay?
you get yourself
it's
in shape.
Texture.
No.
Okay, it's the change of the feel of skin, of something different. Of it makes it change. It you know, it spices things up in it, and it makes you look
now,
really
I
hot.
To,
you would be.
I,
oh,
I love
say,
lingerie.
I wanted to see if you could answer
yes.
the question of why is the corset still appealing?
Because the softness underneath. It's still going to go back to your stomach. So, I mean, you can wear the corset, but they still want what's underneath. Because they
yes,
want the
imagination.
They want to undo it. They want to undo the corset. They want what's underneath the corset. They want what's underneath.
There's something being restricted and held back.
Yes. Let me have it.
Yeah. Yes, some men
ladies.
Love lingerie. There's, and by the way, the link you sent me.
Ma'am?
the link you sent me to your beautiful clothing lingerie line. Oh, there's some beautiful stuff there. Can you tell our listeners what you do with that?
Yes, it's exceptional. Exceptional wear and exceptional adult playtime. And check it out because it can connect you. It can spice things up and edge you. And sometimes just talking about things can rev things up in the bedroom and make you feel really sexy and just knowing something's coming in the mail. And I have a peekaboo window. I don't have to see anything that anybody's getting. So, and it's mailed straight to your house. So it's beautiful and everything's exceptional with my company. So,
I like it. Okay, so you can get the link from your Facebook, correct? To get to go right into shopping. You sent me the link, but what if our listeners want, how do they find you and the clothing?
It is, I will post it under the link in Facebook, okay?
Okay, and it's called Intimate Tickles. It's real cute. I love it.
It's the Texas Tantra.
Your logo.
Intimate Tickles.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, cutting out. Simply Naked, yes, Intimate Tickles. I love your little logo. I love the little cartoon caricature that you use on it. It's super well done, easy. I was viewing it today, and there's some really great stuff, even stuff for men.
It's for everyone. It's not just for women. It's for everyone.
And also, okay, I was perusing through here. Are there adult toys?
Yes, there are.
Okay, because I just was looking really quickly, but the lingerie is so beautiful. I even think I already have some of this. I do, this navy blue with the fringy. I have that one.
So it would be H. So you want me to just come on my Facebook, or do you want me to save them here?
Oh, you can save the name. Sure.
It's lowercase Texas Tantris. It's TEXASTANTRESS .intimateticles. Shop.
Wow, that's a lot. What did that just spell? I couldn't even follow that.
I'm sorry. The Texas Tantris.
Okay. Texas Tantris. Intimate. Okay, it's just basically spelled the way it sounds. So Texas Tantris. Dot. Intimate Tickles.
Dot shop.
Okay, so well, you know what? It's going to be on. We'll put it on our Life Laughter Happiness Facebook as well, and then they can connect there and connect to you, Michelle Whitfield, as well. And because this is really a big part of our life, and it needed to be addressed, and that's why we're having the show. Yes, it's a huge part, but people don't want to talk about it, and you know, people get shy about this stuff, but we don't have to be shy here because we're all over 18, and it's an over 18 podcast. It's a big part of our life, and we're all doing it. Like I said, why not do it good? So, should we get into the juicy stuff?
Yeah, and so we have tools, we have everything from, you can go, there's four sections. We go all the way from, you know, Pollyanna all the way to cages. So get ready. There's something for everybody.
Cages.
Yes.
I have not heard of that. Wow. You always learn something new.
Yes.
And so it's for, you know, everyone across the rainbow. And I'm so excited to get to be a part of it and represent it. And we have glass tools and everything, which are so much fun because you can put them in ice. And then you can put them in warm. And you can go back and forth. Oh, my goodness. And it's so tantalizing. You can drive your lover crazy.
Well, you are the perfect person for this because the enthusiasm definitely is there. Right, Johnny? I love her enthusiasm.
It's great to be talking about this.
Yeah. And
so
Johnny also says that he loves to kiss a woman's neck. That's his big thing. And I think women actually love that. So that's good. It's a win-win on that. It's a win-win situation with the neck kissing. But the stomach thing I've never even heard of.
Well, I think what it is that it helps. You're showing love to something that they get often subconscious about. So if you can show love to it, then, you know, the neck is a very vulnerable part due to evolution. I mean, if it was to get breached or something, then you would get paralyzed. And the neck is this part of the body that if you were to just, like, kiss the back of it, then, you know, I've heard women tell me that you know, oh, God, when I kiss the back of it, I feel like I'm going to faint because it feels so good, you know. So.
Yeah, and it's an erogenous zone. I believe they call it that, right, Michelle?
But the second toe will send you into orbit.
Really?
I'm just saying. Yes.
What should they do to the second toe?
If you've never indulged in having your toe sucked, please do so.
Well, okay. Got to find a candidate. It shouldn't be hard. Hello?
No.
Hey, anybody?
Just post
just
a picture of your foot on your thing, and you will have plenty of people asking.
There's a lot of people who have foot fetishes. I know that. They really are into the feet, and they don't want a foot that is a photograph of a perfect, smoothed out foot. They want to see all the wrinkles of the foot. They want to see the lines. They want to see it all. That's what turns them on.
Yes. They want the wrinkles, and they want the little toes, and they want all of your little quirky stuff. I do want to say one thing about the stomach before we hop off of that. I deal with a lot of young men from the age of 22 to 37, and the stomach thing is an issue. But I want you to know that they're looking at their mothers, who are my age, and we grew up with the stomach being a no-no zone. And so they grew up listening to their mothers about the stomach and then their girlfriends about the stomach. And so if you're listening to me today and you have a lover and you don't let them touch your stomach, and you can find it in yourself to do that, and they want to, will you let them? Because it frees a lot of stuff, you know, and that's
I hope
very
they will let them.
If
I hope they will
you,
let them.
It's a very comforting place for both of you, okay? Even if he, like, lays his head across your lap, like, onto your stomach, like, that feels so amazing, you know, and it feels good for both of you. So
that's a good starting
really
point.
Yes, Spirit really wanted me to share that today.
Good. And what about the knee for the man? Because I heard that if you rub a man's knee, like he's sitting at a restaurant or something, I heard this, and I never would have thought of really doing that much, like making a point of doing it. But have you heard of this?
Yes, very much, because
okay.
It's when we're out, also their wrist is a big thing, and right there where the shoulders come in, if you'll just come up behind them and rub right there just as you walk by in your busy day, because we do a million things, you know, and a lot of times they're
okay,
the
where
bricks,
exactly
they're there
where the shoulders
about an inch over on a man a couple of inches over, like to the left or right under their shoulder, right in that little spot
right before their shoulder blade. Right where it would move.
You know, right there with your thumb or hand.
Okay, and then why is that? I like to always know the why. Like, why the knee? Why the shoulder blade?
It's a body point that you're in contact with for your electric point. And if you did it with the palm of your hand, it would really be more intense, you know.
Wow. When everybody finds this out about you, that you don't call it, it's not sex expert. That's not the way you describe yourself, right? Can you tell the audience again, because there was so much feedback in the beginning of the show, your exact title. I like this beautiful title you have.
A bougie-ass sex goddess.
Bougie-ass. Ooh, now that one you might have to spell, actually. B.
O-U.
O-U.
G.
Okay.
E-E.
Bougie. Is this French? Is this French?
It's slang. It's street talk.
Oh, like, see, I love learning. Oh, well, that's cool.
Bougie.
I have never heard about
it.
Wow. Look you up and find this on Facebook, or do you have a website? Okay. Johnny,
what?
I feel like she cuts out, and then I only get like every other word.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating because I can't totally ever get one thing. Okay. The bougie, and I still did not even get the rest of the title. Can we get her a better connection somehow?
Is this better?
It's better. We can hear you.
I don't know. Talk a little bit. Let's see.
Okay. Is this better?
That does sound better. What did you do differently?
I came into my office. I was in a room in my house.
Okay. Much better.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Okay. So moving on. So we know the stomach. Try that first. Everybody, because I don't think a lot of people know about that. And then the knee and then the shoulder, where the shoulder blade is starting to move on the man, is very good with the palm. The palm touch as you just like walk by. These little things, these little nuances, they seem so little, but they mean so much because it's a love. It's like you walk by, you're like pushing love energy into them, basically. That's what I'm feeling.
You're taking off stuff from their day as well. They've had long days as well. They have different kind of days than we do. And so we need to remember that and nurture each other.
Let me ask you this. How do men have different days?
Their pressure is different than women.
Yeah.
And it's entirely.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, how is it different?
We're not talking about that today. We're learning about sex today.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Johnny.
Sorry.
Okay, what if you only have a time for a quickie? Is that okay these days? Or, I mean, should you wait until...
Quickies relieve. Quickies are wonderful. Quickies are wonderful, but remember, do the whole thing as well. Take time to bless your bedroom, fix it up, have pretty covers, make your bedroom smell good, do some lighting. It doesn't take that much.
Lighting is a good idea, and that helps too with a body image. You know, you can light your room to where you look fabulous. Sometimes a simple light could change everything.
Yes, I do a body scrub. I do a chocolate body scrub, and it's so simple. It's just cocoa and sugar and coconut oil, and you just mix it up and then scrub your body with it, and you smell and taste delicious. Okay.
I think that's great when you can do it yourself.
Yes. And so then
easy on the pocketbook.
And it doesn't disturb your pH, and mostly we have it around the house. And
right. I love the coconut smell. And the coconut oil, you have it right there in your kitchen probably.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Okay, and can we find these things? Like, what if we forget exactly? We want, like, details. Can we find this on your Facebook?
Yes, and I make recipes, and when I have a session with you, depending on what we do, I make these things and bring them, and then I give you all the recipes.
That's nice. Oh, tell me about the session. Okay, so people can book a session with you. I didn't know. Okay, yeah. I would like to know, what is that like?
So
you could probably customize it, right?
Yes, I customize it to your needs, to what name. A lot of sexual things go with abandonment and guilt and shame and things like that. So sometimes we have rage therapy first, and that's really beautiful. I work with St. Germain and Violet Flame. And
it doesn't sound beautiful, Michelle.
Well,
rage therapy.
It's ugly first. But
is it?
It's a refiner's fire. I go to the beach and we build a refiner's fire, and it gets really hot, and you rage. We clear you of what's harming you, and you leave it there, and then I rinse you, and then I put oils on you and take care of you and brush your hair, and we go play and build sand castles, and then I fill up what you left there back with love. And that's a full day.
Okay, the rage, is this literal? Are people really raging? Letting it all out? I can imagine.
Yes, primal screaming.
Oh, wow. So you go out to the beach where nobody else is around, and you just can feel like just let it out. I bet that really helps with couple therapy too.
Yes, it does.
So
it's
people
amazing.
Hire you alone, though. They can hire you alone, or I'm sure that couples would be able to hire you and do it together. But do people do it alone and just?
Yeah.
You could take Johnny out, or you could take me out there. What?
Yes.
So where do
you live? I have people. We Airbnb, and then
Texas?
We go. Yes, yes, ma'am. Padre Island, Corpus Christi, Texas.
Do people? I always thought that was a cute name. I have not been there. Corpus Christi. I always like that name. Do you fly out to see people too?
Yes, I do.
Well, this is a great business.
It is.
See, people pay big bucks for this stuff. Not many people are doing it.
I'm becoming very busy. It's new, and I'm just, launching. And so I'm doing as many people as I can do, so.
What if somebody wants more of a dominatrix thing? Is that a part of what you do or not?
It can be. I have different flavors. So
people like different things.
They do. And there's different levels of things. So I do different therapies, and I'm available.
Does that make it easier
things.
For you? Does it make it easier for you when they know what they want, or it doesn't matter? You could customize it, or you could just think of something creative for them if they can't think of something.
I don't know what they don't know what. We move out of the way, and we don't know what they want. We let spirit decide what they need. And
okay.
Unless they need to rage, that's obvious if they need to get stuff out. But spirit guides me, and I'll understand what the person needs.
Do you work
with
other people? do you work with other people that are doing the same thing, or is it just you solo with, or is it a company of people?
No, I'm alone.
Okay.
So I have a connection of, I have a circle of goddesses that, but they don't do what I do. We all do different things, but we're all healers of sorts, of different ways. So we're all connected.
I love that. You know what? Michelle, would you call yourself also a light worker?
Yes.
Okay, so how wonderful is that, that you could bring in the light working into something like this that is sensual? I mean, that must work so well together. But not everybody has that gift to be a light worker.
Yes, because it matters, and we're going to get to free the love and free the touch that we so richly deserve and desire and long for.
Yeah.
No matter what age.
Sometimes I look at an older person, like 80s. I mean, are they still sexually active at this age?
Yes,
normally.
And they want to. They want love and affection and touch too, and they need it. And I don't.
Yeah, read that.
You're single.
Starved for it.
Okay, so if you're single and you don't have anybody and you want touch, you go give touch. So you go be kind. So you go volunteer and you go rub somebody's legs at the nursing home. Okay.
Oh, so that's sweet.
Universe. And then, look, in a little while, it'll come back to you. This is how it works. If you want to,
right,
you give. Okay?
Oh, that's
if you
so
want
sweet.
Be,
that's nice.
Yes, and so that's how it works.
Oh, yeah, and people are very starved for touch right now, especially with this staying in due to the coronavirus. I mean, some people, they don't have a...
Not only
solitude,
that,
buddy.
There's actually something that people are doing now called professional cuddling. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Oh,
cute.
It's amazing,
yeah.
And it's so important. And don't get it confused, guys. You're not going to get to hump us from the backside, okay? That's not what's happening. We're talking hugs.
Nope.
You know, the power of a hug is, like, amazing. It can do 2 years' worth of healing. Like an 11-minute embrace, okay, is very powerful. So,
how much would that set somebody back financially to hire a professional hugger?
Barbara,
I'd say like a couple hundred bucks or 500, 1,000. Like, how much would something like this cost?
I think no, because you know we're light workers.
You're always so generous, I know.
I would say from $100 to $500,
okay.
Honestly.
But, hey, I mean, that's a lot of what you're doing is a lot because you're putting forth a lot of energy. You have to get close with a stranger.
You know,
but what about cleanliness? How do you put it to them to where, I mean, I'm sure you want to do an 11-minute hug with somebody who is freshly showered, right? Or maybe not. I don't know. Some people like a lot of ceremonies that are strong.
Well, actually, I'm going to say something about. I'm going to make a comment about
it. It doesn't matter.
Me.
You're okay.
Yeah.
You can go home and wash. You're okay. It doesn't matter.
Oh, so just like
okay.
Go for it. Whatever they smell like, just do it.
I'm going to make a comment.
Okay.
Taking a bath together is very romantic. So, you know, in a way.
Yeah, but that's the sexual part. She's talking about like a professional hugger, like you just said,
Johnny.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out the, like, I want to know the business aspect of the professional hugger. I find it so intriguing.
Yes. If
Sorry.
Someone's coming to hug you, they're going to come clean. They're going to come clean
yeah.
because they want you
right.
to hug them and embrace them, and they want to give their best to you, and
right.
they're paying to completely be embraced, and they want to be. And so they're going to come smelling good and bring their best. You know, it's just going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
And it, There's going to be more touch. There's going to be more freeing. And I don't mean in, like, the orgy pornographic way. I mean in the more, hi, how are you doing? You know, generous, knowing your neighbor, loving, true, generous, you know. And if it starts out with us having to hire people to cuddle us so that we can soften because we need it, then that's what we're going to do because we need it. And we know what we need. And
this
it's beautiful.
Hugging is really making sense to me. I remember when there was a long stretch where I was alone and I didn't get any touch. I went to go get a massage, not thinking that's the reason I was going. I was getting one because I get it for, you know, therapy for my muscles. But when the person touched my back, oh my gosh, it was like, oh, I almost cried because I really needed that human touch so badly and I was starving for it. And I didn't realize how much until they put their hands on my back and I was like, oh my gosh, we need this as humans so very much, don't we?
Yes, and children need it so much, reassurance every day. You know, they
oh, for
bounce
sure.
off the wall. And so, anyway, we're not going to go there. We're on a different thing. But
right. But it's human. We're talking like basic human stuff. I mean, it's a proven fact that babies are not touched and don't have any contact like that. They don't do as well. They don't develop. So it's a part of us. It's a part of us since we were born. So let's not ignore it. Let's embrace it, no pun intended, and learn more and figure it out. I love it. I think it's great. And I love that you found this for yourself because you just feel like you're so fulfilled just by listening to your voice. You're just a fulfilled, relaxed person. I like it a lot.
Thank you. I love it. I'm honored that I get to help people. It's very satisfying. It's very fulfilling. And it frees so many people when their eyes light up again and their heads aren't hanging down and they get to when they understand that they're not a widow and they're not guilty and they're not nasty and that they're actually an angel and that you know it's beautiful.
Right.
Angels are the on earth, so you know, if you're sexy and you know it, you're probably an angel.
yeah. True. What if you are a type of person with a religious view that you cannot go all the way until marriage? Do you think that's healthy?
So, do everything else but penetration.
Right.
Okay.
So that's fine. So there's ways around that.
Right. So preserve yourself because let me tell you what, baby, that's gold. You can run the world. That's your love. And I'm the only thing I'm gonna say on that because I have been a long term monogamous, faithful married woman. That it matters about trust when each other goes out of town or whatever, you know the other one's not doing anything. There's no double looking back or anything like that. So, and it's a gift, your sexuality. So that's it. Just touching
like
on that.
That
you can do
no, that's very good. No, and I know I'm very close to people that have done that, and they did that before they got married on their like third marriages each, they decided to do that. And it was very fulfilling for them. And it was like, hey, I'm telling you that I think that you are of so much value to me. And that is a precious part of it right there. Just by not going there until marriage with some people, that is saying a lot. That's like, I value you, you know, you're worth waiting for. I like that a lot. I'm not saying I could do that, but I know people who do it, and it's wonderful for them. but do everything else. So, and then you're going to get good at everything else, too, if that's what you're doing in the meantime, you know.
Yeah. Don't deny yourself. Please kiss and go dance around the bonfire and go play at the beach and go do all the things that girls do and go have fun and let him brush your hair and make out and do all that stuff, okay?
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it.
Enjoy every moment of that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I like it. I need Johnny to ask a couple more questions.
Okay. I mean, the I think you told me something one time that you've sort of...
Oh, boy.
Taking your religious beliefs and sort of, come to grips with this aspect of your awakening. And am I right in saying that?
Yes, I have embraced my duality, my naughty little self.
Naughty being a very good word.
Yes, I do.
In your world.
Yes.
In your world and hopefully our world.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, I've always been in trouble for being provocative and being sexy. And my children can tell you, if I serve you a drink, it's high and it's got a little umbrella. If I'm washing the dishes, they say that it's a joke that I'm over there dancing at the sink, you know. When they were little, I mean, I'm just so the idea that I ended up being the sex lady is funny.
But, I think so too.
Yes, so really, I'm just
I think that
a
in
safe
this
lady.
Lifetime, I'm sorry, Michelle, I interrupted. I'm so sorry.
Go ahead.
I think that in this lifetime, your lifetime, a lifetime, if you can find true fulfillment and happiness in what you do and what you give and who you are, nothing can beat that. And I feel that you have, which has not even been that long, 9 months that you've been doing this. But it is long. If you didn't like it, you wouldn't be doing it that long. But it's relatively a new chapter in your life.
It's very new, and I was very religious, I was so religious that it took me a long time to step out and say that I do this because, and then my family, long-distance cousins were not happy, and they were, my family was like, what are you doing?
I understand, right. You had to tell them. And, and this is what happened. So they were like, what are you doing? And once you explained it to them, how did they take it when they had the explanation?
They say, of course, you're doing that.
Yeah.
It
makes sense.
When I told my father, he said, thank you. Thank you for helping the people. My dad's like 7 years old. So he was happy. So I had my father's blessing. So to a lot of people, they think that I'm a courtesan or something like that, but that's not what's happening. We're meeting and we're allowing you to become your authentic self and get to yourself so you can love and be love, and you can enjoy yourself to the fullest.
Yeah, to the fullest. Well,
yes,
there's a lot of this going on right now, and it makes me feel so happy about the world that people are opening up. It seemed like they just thought, oh, sex is so taboo. We can't talk about it, I mean, I've always been able to because, being part of the Playboy world, of course. But I see, and that makes me even notice the others more, that how they have this wall up. Oh, my gosh. They act like that doesn't even exist.
Aren't you glad as a woman who was who is with the Playboys. Aren't you glad to see it resurrect? Aren't you glad to see it freeing us and allowing us to have our sexuality and enjoy ourselves?
Oh, yes. Yes, because we used to fly and go to China, and they would only allow us just to talk about it only if it was about couples, like married couples. We could only talk about sex. Otherwise, you cannot talk about sex or promote it in any way in that country, things like that. So, I mean, this was 25 years ago. I went on this trip, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, I thought the Americans were bad, but, oh, they are stifled there. Why not experience pleasure with – we're not saying you have to have intercourse, but why can't you enjoy before marriage – other pleasures? What's wrong with it? We get a massage. Why can't we massage other areas that are, you know, erogenous zones and sexual anatomy? Why not? Like, why is that such a, people think it's such a sin? Why? Why do they, Michelle? Can you answer that, like, in a nutshell, or is
okay.
it too broad of a question?
No, I'll tell you the truth in a nutshell. Real quick, a long time ago, there was some people, when the women gather, magical things happen, and we still know this to be true when prayer groups get together with women. And when I say that I'm not with religion anymore, that does not mean I'm not with God, because I'm with God. I'm closer to God than ever. But a long time ago, there was religious men who did not want the women to have their magic, because when we show up, things happen. So we come when people are dying, when people are sick, when babies are born, and it's the crones, right? The witches, the holy women, okay? And they made it scary, and they, the sexuality is our magic. It's pussy magic. Our root chakra, sacral chakra, our wounds. It's where our magic comes from. It's where our creativity, our sexual organs are our brains for our creativity, like our neurons for our creativity, how great thou art. It's the closest you can be to God, okay? So the people that painted the Sistine Chapel and all those things, these were very highly sexually angelic people, okay? So if you're sitting around and you're horny all the time and you're very sexual, it's because you need to be painting, you need to be cooking, you need to be dancing, because how great thou art. You're wonderful. You need to be creating, okay? Your sex organs are your creativity, okay? And you need to let that flow. Okay, but we're stagnant. We sit at the damn computer all day long, and men especially do not let anything flow anymore. They don't forge steel. They don't make wheels. They don't make gardens. They don't build houses. They don't make window boxes. They don't create anything, okay? And they used to do that. That was their magic. That was their part of creation. And it's not allowed anymore. You're a sissy if you do kind of stuff like that. That's not true. We want that back. The women want it back. We want men that create stuff for us. So,
yes,
that's
what. That sounds nice. It kind of just, if you get the sex in gear and on the right path, it seems like everything else will fall into place more easily. Just kind of like working out. If you go work out, work your body out, get a good workout, like everything else just seems to fall into place. It's the same kind of thing, I think.
Yes, it does. We just clear the chakras. We twist some gears, do some things, add a little water, you know, some vitamins and minerals. I also do nutrition and teach us how to taste good. If you're eating chicken nuggets and driving through McDonald's, your pussy doesn't taste good, okay? He doesn't want to eat it. Thank you.
Right.
Okay? So we have to take care of ourselves so that we can be tasty for them
and so that they want to love us like we want to be loved. You know,
I don't think a lot of people realize that. I mean, you are what you eat. You are taking in toxins. You're going to have to give out toxins, and you can feel
that's
you can take
right.
that through the skin.
And a woman, that's where we, our wetness, that's where it's at. Our breath and our vagine, that's where it's at. So it alters our and our acidity and in our food. So eat pineapple every day.
Okay.
And drink your water every day.
I know.
So,
I'm so thirsty. You should never let yourself be thirsty. And I did that today. That's not good because that means that you're already dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
So, yeah, I'm downing some water right now. And so pineapple is a good cleanser, huh?
Yes, pineapple has the BHT in it, and it's it cleanses you, and it's flips your acidity, and it's great. Makes you taste great.
Okay. Do you have any other food? What's this thing about oysters?
Oh, for men, for vitality.
Okay. So that is a thing.
It is a thing.
What about women? What about women? I love oysters so much. I actually have some right here.
Are you eating them? Aren't they wonderful?
No, but you know what? They probably don't count. They're probably under the category of bad because they are, you know, the one in the can and the oil. Oh, gosh, they're such a delicacy to me. My dad used to serve this just with salting crackers and rinse them underwater. And then the guy who was at the man checking me out at the grocery store, ooh, oysters. How do you prepare those? Like, he was really into it. You know, food is a big aphrodisiac.
You know, I know that a friend of mine is probably listening to the show right now, and I know she's going to want me to ask this question. That is a lady who came on to me in a sexual way, and she took me out to dinner. And when she was eating dinner, she ordered oysters, and she eated it down like, you know, like crazy. I'm thinking to myself, what is going on? You know? I mean,
I don't think it has to do with the woman, though, right, Michelle? But it's more of the man. It gives him vitality. But the woman, maybe she just liked oysters.
Well, it does boost your energy, and it does do the vascular system. So why can't it do it for us? It activates
something good for the woman
body.
As well.
Or the norepinephrine and. The chemical essential for your nerve function. So, I mean, the oysters have the fatty acid, the potassium, the magnesium. So that's what gives you the zing there. So why wouldn't it work for us on our clitoris? That's where it's the same skin, it's the same tissue. And
okay,
also
good.
They have
Are
these,
we supposed to put it on there or just you're talking about eating it?
Eating it.
Okay.
A lot of oxygen, and it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of good stuff.
What else? Can you list a few more things? And also, not only that, but do you have a list anywhere, like on your website or your Facebook page, with a list of the tricks or a few and the foods we should be eating?
I am making a list, Barbara, right now, and I'm going to prepare them.
Because I keep asking, where can we find these tricks? I just think it's
yes.
so fun and nice. I think it's just, we're talking about it so well, too. Right, Johnny?
Yeah.
I've wanted to do a show like this for a long time.
I'm so glad you found me. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make food. And then... a recipe list for the bath and anything else I can think of. I'll be making lists.
I love
us,
any
so.
Of the do it yourself, DIY, because we have it around. We have honey. We have oatmeal. We have, I don't know why I said oatmeal. I love oatmeal. I must have to, I need an oatmeal
Amazing.
Bath or something. Yeah.
I love milk and strawberry.
I thought it was amazing for your skin.
Which one?
And so just rub it on there. Just rub it on there and let it do its thing. And then
which
when you wipe
you
it off
out?
Your skin. Avocado.
Oh, avocado. I have 6 in the refrigerator right now. I don't even like putting them in the refrigerator, but I had to keep them good. So I won't be able to probably eat all 6. So before that they get bruised or rotten, so should I just take an avocado and mush it and just put it on my face? And do I leave it on there? Do I leave it on for a while?
Yes.
Anywhere else I should put it?
You can put it everywhere. I like to put it on my chest and on my hands.
Mm-hmm. Are we supposed to mix it with anything? We're not supposed to, but can we mix it with something to make it even better?
Yes, I like to mix around on my face, especially if I'm going to go out. I like to mix the avocado with some honey because it makes it hot, your skin. It makes it really
smooth. I've never thought of that combo.
Mm-hmm. Really beautiful.
The honey and the avocado.
Really...
What's Johnny going to be doing? I've got oysters tonight. I've got my avocado. Yeah, I know Johnny always has a bag of oranges. What can he do with those?
Oh, boy.
He loves oranges.
Well, you might need a grapefruit.
A grapefruit.
Oh, yeah. More acidic. I don't know what's going on now. What are you going to do with the grapefruit? What was the grapefruit? Oh, my goodness. I missed something. You're teasing me. That's another issue right there.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then add your lover. If you know you're going to make love, you know, add them. Send them pictures. Tantalize.
Okay.
Tease them all day, and they love it. And another thing,
I hear that there's a whole way you should be texting, Michelle. Like I read about texting that never, ever, ever write a negative text, angry negative,
ever.
Because every time it comes dings into their phone, they're gonna be like, oh no, what now? You always want to keep that a nice, safe, wonderful place. So when he gets your alert, he's going to feel good, not bad.
Yes, and then when it goes ding, he goes, oh, what's she doing? Oh, what? He'll almost smell you when the phone goes off.
Yeah, that's what you want, and you could ruin it so easily, so quickly, and you never can get it back once it's ruined. Your text is totally ruined forever, people. Be careful about your texts. How, if you are angry, how do you deal with that? Do you just wait till you see the person in person and just try to sit calmly and say, I need to talk to you? But don't, are you not supposed to leave mean messages and obviously not text? So tell us a little bit about how to control that if you're mad at your lover. What not to do and what to do?
If you're mad at your lover, just, okay, allow the anger, first of all, and see. Well, you have to be able to remove yourself from the situation and look at it diplomatically without your emotion in it and see what's triggering you to make you angry.
Right. Look at it in a different perspective.
Your partner's a mirror for you. So whatever they've done to trigger you is, unless they're violent or aggressive, you know.
If you're mad at them because maybe they embarrassed you or they, you know, offended your mom slightly or something like that. But not, and we're not talking about abuse.
Right.
If you are being abused, then do, you know, feeling, get help. But, yeah.
So it's still a reflection. It's still a trigger. It's still a mirror of a lesson for you. So you would look at it and just pull back. And that kind of thing. Just allow things to cool off and revisit it.
And you do feel empowered if you can control yourself like in that manner, and you now know that you controlled your anger in an adult way. That is a good feeling as a human to be able to do that. So because it's so hard, right? It's so sexy. You said it's sexy. It is, right? Sexy.
Yes, it is. And then you come back in, and then you know what? He's so happy. He's so happy because he knows he acted stupid at your mom.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't mean you to that he acted stupid at your mom. And
okay,
you know,
and then what do you do then? The makeup sex, right?
Yes. And so then then you're just standing there beautiful and you just allowed, and then he's seeing you like that, and then I'm getting chilled right now. Wow.
Hey, I got the Kundalini chills up on my arms because it's a confirmation that that is true to be. This is a good point right here that we came across.
Yes, it
is. To control your anger.
Just to step back.
Otherwise, all these little things, they add up. Right, Michelle? All these little things can add up and add up and add up. And pretty much your relationship, you're like, I don't know what happened, but it's just over. You know, like, we just can't get along. Because you've allowed that not being in control of your emotions and, you know, snapping. Snapping is a big thing. Like, and using bad tones and being snappy and smart alecky and all of that, all those little things, it chips away at a relationship. So we must really, I mean, we love the person we're with. That is so valuable. Let's not chip away at that wonderful thing. A lot of people are alone. Oh, and that raises another question.
Say,
being alone.
What about the
relationship?
Okay. The relationship, even if we're in a relationship, what about the relationship with ourselves? How are we talking to ourselves? How are we relating with ourselves? How are we being kind to ourselves? Are we nurturing ourselves? Are we mothering ourselves? Are we giving ourselves the same respect that we give everybody else? Are we giving the same kindness? We need to do that now. A lot of us haven't done that, and it's time to do that. And
okay,
a lot of us,
maybe that's what we start with, right?
Yes. Right now. It's not about your partner really right now. It's about you loving yourself where you're at. And then your partner will come along. You just being in your human being, okay? And then, and if you're with someone, you just be your authentic self. You don't have to do anything. They will fade out if they're not your partner, okay? You don't have to pack up the house and out and do anything. You don't have to do anything, okay? And if they are your partner, they will do the work and they will level up with you and they will come with you, okay? It's really easy. It's really
we don't need to
simple.
Overthink it. It's not, you're making it too hard.
Very much. And no hysteria. You know, it's like in Bambi, that little, the dove that she gets hysterical. She's in the grass. They're safe. All you have to do is be still, okay? All she had to do was be. That's all we have to do right now is be in our human being and love from our heart space, wherever we're at.
That's the energy I feel from you, that you
love
let things happen naturally and without a lot of effort. It's just, if you are always going on the path of good, the path of love, the path of giving, the path of, you know, nurturing, how could you really go wrong? The universe wouldn't allow that.
And the universe always has your back, and it conspires to do beautiful things for you. And so as long as you're willing to go forward and be and love, it just is magical, and your life can be magical. and I can help you with that. I don't do anything.
Awesome.
I'm just the lady.
You're like
the
guide.
Right. Yes.
You're just leading us in the right way, the right direction.
Yes.
Okay. What
I'm
if you're What if you have somebody who has been single for 3 years? Okay, they're not getting touched. They have to definitely get on board with the hugging, for sure. So they could get open themselves. Maybe they're so closed off. They need to start with that.
So I do pussy awakenings. I do talk awakenings. I do weekends away, and that's where they come. And I mean, some people don't know how to dance. They don't know how to have dinner with they don't know how to do anything, and they don't know how to control their ejaculation. They don't. They pre-ejaculate everywhere because they haven't been with a woman in 9 years, and they're appalled.
Yeah.
So then they won't be with anybody, and so it's not fair, and it's embarrassing.
And
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they know how much the woman doesn't like it, and then they get afraid to even go there because they're so afraid that that's going to happen again.
Yes.
Wow, there's a lot of work needs to be done.
And they don't have any you know, they don't know how to do it, and so it's just a lose-lose for everybody because the woman is out there waiting for him, and I'm not the woman, and so the woman is waiting for him, and so I'm just his helper. I'm helping him, getting him ready for her. That's it. And even with married couples, I've had wives bring me their husbands, and husbands bring me their wives, you know, and so it's beautiful because I'm a trusted person that I'm just helping facilitate enrichment of your life, of your authenticity, of freeing yourself to be your delicious self. That's it.
I totally get it. I really totally get it, and I think it's amazing. And if your heart and your soul is in the right place with this kind of work, how fulfilling that could be to help people. Because you're saving marriages. You're saving people.
Yes. 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 It happens.
And how did you think this up? I mean, how did you come to this conclusion? Like, there's something here. I'm going to be doing this. And you made it happen. I mean, that's pretty amazing right there.
Okay, I'm the lady that everybody comes to my house for advice or whatever, and I'm a medium. I read cards. I was a hospice nurse. I'm already there on that level. So
right.
I already had lighter times. I already do readings and stuff. So I'm going through a time and I get on a dating site, and I'm not joking. God starts speaking to me through these people, and I'm like,
wow.
I'm looking up at God, and I'm arguing with Spirit. I'm like, what? You want me to what? And I can see what's wrong in a flash. And so I say something, gentlemen. And he says, what? And I say, God, this is crazy. I'm trying to go on a date. And so I said it again, and the man weeps. And I ended up having a counseling session with him there. It was not a date. And
oh, good. I mean, that's where you were led. You were led to do that.
Ma'am?
You were led there to do that. I think that's great.
Absolutely.
The universe works in mysterious ways.
Yes, it does. And so that's how it started. And it, you know, just kept on. We have a Navy base down here. And so there's a lot of gentlemen, and I had spiritual gangsters on my side. They would message me about spiritual situations. And so then it would turn into
their sexual dysfunctions, and I would just start and playing with them, and it helped so many people. Spirit wouldn't let me go about it, and I ran from it, and I wouldn't do it because a good Christian wife and mother would never be a sex lady. Like, what am I supposed to do with this? And I didn't even know where to begin or what to do. But I've always been a woman that helps people and hugs people and that would rub your neck and, you know, just bake you cookies or, you know, fix it for you. Help
right.
me. And so
nurturing.
God just kept on. You're going to do this. You have to do this. I want you to do this for me. And he just showed me them weeping and sorrow. And so I went with a girl to do a club. Club and the cross dressers. Oh my goodness, we had so much fun. Transgender guys. Don't be upset with me, but it was just beautiful, and I got to nurture them. And that night, one of the young men, their father was there, and I live in Texas, and he was an older gentleman, and he was a big cowboy, and the first time he saw his son in drag, and I was like one of the dancers on the side, and so I got to be there with them for that. It was just, I don't know, it's just
beautiful. What did the dad say? Did he accept it?
Yes. And
good.
Then the son knew that the dad was going to be there. And so he's doing the share thing and all, you know. And then there his dad is, this big, huge couple, you know. It was just, it was so beautiful. And it wasn't any accident.
I can imagine.
That I was there.
If I was a guy, I'd want to dress up. I mean, why do the women only get to dress in all these fun things?
I know. And it was beautiful. And it was so wonderful. And yes, he threw money at him and put it in his thing and everything, and it was so awesome.
Sweet.
I have a beautiful life, and I love getting to facilitate the ability for people to love themselves where they're at and their sexuality where they're at.
I think it's all a beautiful thing, and I hope that you do want to come back and share more, because it seems like it's just endless what is out there to do to get it together and enjoy it to the fullest, your sexual being and your exploration. And you know what? How about exploring?
I'm so excited. I would love to come back, and I'll be better and more thorough and organized.
You're fine. You know what? You never know when you get on with people you don't know us very well, and to be able to just like let it out. You're not so sure what we can handle, what a person can handle, but I thought you did great, and I learned a lot. I really learned a lot, and I want to learn more. So
mm-hmm.
awesome.
And so,
wow.
Do
we have a caller?
No. We don't have a caller, no. I was just going to say, I was thanking her for coming on.
It would be kind of fun if we had callers today, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Did you not allow that, Johnny? What happened?
No,
it's
not that I didn't allow it. We just
they didn't come? See, people are afraid, but you know what? Sometimes it only takes. They don't have to talk. They can listen to us. They can learn from us. They can get a hold of you. And the best way to get a hold of you is that your Facebook, Michelle? Is that your Facebook page?
Yes, yes.
And is there anywhere
Michelle.
Else that you would like to tell the listeners to find you, or is that the best?
Yes, the Michelle Whitfield, and then the Texas Tantrist
is my page on Facebook.
Okay. Okay, let me make sure I have it. Okay, and you're right on top of business. You sent me the link to the store where you can get all of the exciting, beautiful lingerie, tons of it, the adult toys. And I was just going to add one last thing because we have 5 minutes left. Okay, I want to touch upon the people who are alone, and they, you know, they don't have a sex partner. I mean, they're not going to force themselves on people because, you know, they have to have sex. I mean, there's things they can do alone, right? Are there ways that we could find out about that?
Self-pleasure, yes. And women, if you're at home alone, I would suggest getting a jade egg. And if you need to reintroduce love, get a rose quartz egg. And they have three different sizes. And anyway, that could be your toy, and you will like it very much. And self-pleasure is allowed. Okay.
So we have a little homework.
I'm not talking about addictive masturbation.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Right. No, we're not talking. You know what? I was sitting there talking. I'm like, well, why is anybody hearing me? I accidentally had it on mute. I'm sorry. So I think that's all great. So the rose quartz egg, can they get that in the catalog? Or because I don't know what that is.
We actually have a line coming. So watch for it. Of crystal toys.
Okay.
And
okay,
then,
so you recommend that for the woman, okay.
Yes. And that will strengthen the walls of your vagine and make your pussy power wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Some people just know this innately. They just have, like, an instinct about it. They understand the power and the strength of the walls. Some people think, what did you just say? Like, so there is a huge learning curve here. But I think anybody could benefit from it, whether they know a lot or they know a little bit. Because I have just, in this last hour and a half, learned a lot. And I think I'm pretty, you know, worldly out there with knowledge of this subject. But after talking to you, I realize I am not knowledgeable, you know? Wow. What about you, Johnny? Have you learned a lot?
Yeah, I've learned a lot.
Yes. Well, you have been doing great. You found her. You found Michelle. So thank you for that. That's awesome.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Yes.
Yes,
thank you for having me.
All right,
thank you so much, Michelle. Oh, sure, I'll do the shout-out. I know that's what you were about to ask, Johnny. The shout-out means that we just tell everybody where to find us. So we know where to find Michelle. So that's Facebook. And if you would like to listen to the show again, maybe you caught it a little late, we have left many times we have said where to find Michelle, so listen to the show again, plus you're going to have fun listening to it, and then follow us on our YouTube channel, Life After Happiness, and you'll be able to listen to the show and find all of our other shows right there, and while you're there, please subscribe, Life After Happiness YouTube, visit us on Facebook. We're going to put Michelle's link to her store, to her Facebook page, right on our Facebook page, our Life, Laughter, Happiness page, so you can easily find her, because I know you're going to want to find her. And then also, Michelle, you'll have this show forever. You can hand this show out to all your social media and your friends and your clients and people who want to know a little more about you. You'll have this show to send them the link now, so that's cool. And we hope that you will come back soon.
I absolutely will. I absolutely will. I'm so excited. I look forward.
All right.
What a sweetheart you are. Thank you so much for sharing, and have a wonderful night. Until then, till next time. See you later,
okay,
everybody. Thanks for listening.
See you later.
Good night, everybody. Good night,
okay.
Good night, Michelle.
Thanks.
Good night.